From Puebla, it's Austin, Texas. This is Stacker News Live!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Stacker News Live. My name is Carl. We have Keon and Flippo with today.
Wow. Full set. Right?
Did you open that right when we started?
That was for the ASMR of it all.
Oh, wow. I'm a sober Sally this week.
It spilled on me.
You're a girl named Sally this week?
Yep.
That's awesome. Yep. That's an interesting name to pick. For a girl.
That's usually what people say.
I've never met Sally, I don't think.
Really?
They're usually older.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go to like an old folks home, you probably
the only Sally I know is like a novelist.
I wonder if that's like the real, like, is that short for something?
Salarina?
Really?
No.
I mean, it could. It's like plausible, actually.
Hey, Ted, have you met a Sally before?
Shout out to Ted. Like Ted just gave me a paper towel when I needed it.
It's because he's a gentleman.
What a gentleman.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, man.
Ted, you're a gentleman and a scholar and an AI builder. And you know about space.
And a feed filter.
And a feed filter. Keon, how was your week?
It was pretty good. I did things, I think. And then other things happened. And as you know, time passes. It has a tendency to do that. And air flows in and out of your lungs. And, you know, yeah, which is a nice thing to do, especially if you do it intentionally. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, how was your week?
Oh, man. So tired from last week. So Monday was St. Patrick's Day. So happy birthday, Katie.
Happy birthday, Katie.
But, yeah, it was fun Monday. And then this week kind of just took off without me, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so you partied it up on Monday.
Yeah.
You rubbed a shamrock, as they say.
Yeah, it was fun.
Somewhere.
Me and a couple guys went out. It was awesome. And then, the week never really took off for me. But here we are. Here we are on Friday. And back at it.
Dude, you're so back at it.
The week will do that to you.
Pleppo, and how was your week?
My week was pretty good. I was just going to say the week will do that to you. Kind of just goes on without your permission.
Didn't ask me.
Or acknowledgement, even. So, yeah, here we are on Friday.
Do you think if you're a billionaire, that still happens?
Even if you're a billionaire?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Do you think?
I think it does. Even if you're a centimillionaire or something. Somebody said this word to me today.
That's like lower than a billionaire, though.
I like that jacket, Juan.
Centillionaire.
Juan has this amazing jacket today. Can I feel it? Look at this amazing jacket.
Wow.
Can you show the stacker?
Is it like camel?
Look at this leather.
Wow. And also just notice, too, like, let's not leave this out. His shoes match.
They're matching shoes.
Which is very hard to do. Like,
see? And you thought you could watch the show and get fashion tips.
It also matches this yo-yo.
Oh, so look at that.
Wow. Orange Bitcoin. That's amazing. Orange leather.
It's a slight match.
Dang. Yeah, we have Juan from Bitcoin Magazine visiting us. Can we officially say that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's official.
Business.
So see, there you go.
Business reporter.
Who says we don't get along with Bitcoin Magazine? Coob. We get along with Bitcoin Magazine.
I get along with them great. I don't know about you.
We all get along.
You have a bit of
not anymore. They hired my boy, Juan Galt. So.
The only thing that I'm missing.
Here, so you got anything to say?
Yeah, the only thing I'm missing here. Let me just...
There you go.
There he is.
Now that's matching.
Screenshot.
That's what I call matching.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Dude, that looks really good on you.
Yeah.
You should go down there.
Your head is like the right
just
shape.
You should go down by Pete Terry's and just call people up here.
Right.
Yeah, just haul them up here.
That's like a new trend in Pueblo up now is to go out on the streets.
Yeah.
Talk to people.
Yeah.
About Bitcoin.
Man on the streets stuff.
Yeah. Cool. If you've never seen this crazy show, we cover the top five stories on stacker.news, the front page of Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do that today. We're going to start with the number five top story. Before we do that... we got a special announcement from Pleb Poet introducing a Stacker News zine. What is this?
Zines. If you don't know about zines, then you don't know about me. But I'm going to tell you. Do you want to hold this?
Oh, I can. Yeah, we need to. All right. So here's
Keon can talk about this, too. He likes zines
physically printed.
Because they are very pleb fashioned.
Wow, that was so cool.
They are fashioned after the idea that you can do it yourself and you don't need anyone's permission.
You can just do stuff.
You can just do stuff. And so we did it. We're doing it. We're doing a zine. And right now, you know, like what's in the zine is like top stories.
Also top secret.
Other stuff.
Oh, here, let me see. I'll show it to them.
But yeah, thanks everybody. Like everybody really chimed in today on this post. And I appreciate it. So we're still kind of shaping what it can be. And definitely open for like feedback and stuff. Maybe even some collaboration. Maybe we'll run like an art contest. Maybe we'll run different contests.
Maybe you'll get sponsored by Bitcoin Magazine, maybe.
Yeah.
What do you think? You guys got it in your budget?
Yeah, we'll have like a little Bitcoin Magazine page in there. Yeah, your business development, right? Or business report. Yeah. Not business development.
I just want to say like how much I absolutely loved creating this one. And hope to continue.
This
you know.
One, you're like hedging already. Don't do that.
That's what I'm saying. Who continue is that right to there? Continue to enjoy it.
Okay, good.
That's a guy crying.
Yeah, okay. That's my uncle.
And I just said this to Nick, and he understood what I meant. So hopefully, you guys will too. But I feel like I wasn't making this, but it was making itself. So
those are the best things.
I think that means we're onto something here. So yeah.
So for the stackers that are watching this. How much should she charge for this?
Well, we're going to try to do it pretty. My goal is to get it on $3. My goal is to make it $3 per zine.
Dude.
Because we want to ship it every week. So we want it to be cheap, and we want people to be able to read it every week.
Yeah, but that's not sustainable, Coob.
It is sustainable. I think it is.
At cost?
Basically at cost.
Who's going to do all the shipping?
Pleb Poet. I'm going to pay Pleb Poet.
Oh, okay. So you're paying Pleb Poet.
Yeah,
okay.
It's like an arrangement like you and I have for this podcast. Even though you tell everyone I don't pay you, I do pay you.
Okay, so yeah. Okay, there you go. What do you think? What do you think, Juan?
I think it's very cool.
This is someone from the big zine, the mag zine.
This is some on a desk. It's cool. This is some on a desk earlier.
Yeah, I mean, keep replying on this post if you've got an idea of, like, what you think should go in here or whatever.
Undisciplined says, this is such a great idea. Eager to throw sats at you for doing this.
Thanks, Undisciplined.
Yeah.
We got Crypto Sensei says, I love your goal-oriented nature. I very much enjoy the read. Usually I would skip these techie posts. Is it a techie post?
Yeah,
probably. Oh, yeah.
The ones that are top are usually.
I will say, when I saw it, I initially was like, wow, this is so insider stuff. It almost feels like it reminds me of like the old like record zines I would get like in a record shop or like a CD, and you would feel like you were on the inside.
Yeah, dude, like that's my intention.
This feels like underground.
The inside where Bitcoin. It's happening.
Yeah.
Not the outside where it's polished.
Yeah. This feels like underground Bitcoin.
But another thing I was going to say too is
it probably was going to happen this way, Coob. I mean, you think about it. You have all these politicians speaking for Bitcoin now. It's probably best that it does have an underground kind of push to it now.
It's underground where the blood is.
I don't see it. I mean, it just felt kind of natural. We have the podcast. We have the newsletter, the digital version, the physical version. I just think zines are cool. I feel like they're a way to, like, I find like art and doing artsy things to be a great cure for burnout.
Yep.
EK has something to say.
Oh, hang on. EK.
I would pay 10 times the amount for the first one. The first serial number.
Whoa, yes.
Okay.
There you go. You heard it here first.
That's competition there.
I see. We have a bit of a...
I think you should charge more for the first one.
I don't know. I think we should just probably do it.
What's the first one?
I know, but I just
He's talking about, like, the serial number, like the print number.
We're going to number each of them uniquely for each issue.
Dude, like if Reddit would have made a zine back in the day, you think it'd be worth a lot of money?
Well, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
No, I get what you're saying.
There you go.
But I do want to say too, like, I'm willing to like give like territory owners, like maybe their own page.
I'm down.
For whatever they want, and they can... You know, maybe we can coordinate on that if they want a piece, slice of the pie.
So what is the first one coming out?
Well, this is zero. Next week is one.
What are you shipping?
But you have a question about sustainability. And maybe monthly is more sustainable. I don't know.
I think monthly is more sustainable.
And I think monthly is worth doing.
I don't know. We'll talk about it.
I'd rather do it weekly. Even like that's whatever the level of effort, like the effort lowering that's required to get it done weekly. That's what I
think you could do one or two pages weekly. Makes sense, but that's a lot of shipping.
Shipping? What do you mean shipping?
Because you're going to ship them too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we just drop them in the mail. We put a stick. We print.
Maybe you ship once a month.
No, it needs. If it can't be done weekly, I just don't even get it. It's like I don't really want them. I want something I can reliably get. It's like a podcast that's recorded once a month.
Maybe if you're hearing this like, out there, stackers,
we would listen to it.
Work with.
Yeah, but if it's monthly, it's like it's more collectible.
No, I don't think stackers, it works.
If you're out there and you're hearing this. Work with Pleb Poet. Maybe you take care of the shipping for Pleb Poet, and then
wait. But the shipping isn't really the issue.
Oh, okay. Then what's the major issue then? Just too much.
It is like kind of like a mountain to cross every week, and yeah. I don't just solely do this. So
maybe we can get Wumble to ship everything. Because I think if you could probably make these fast digitally, right?
Yeah.
And then I think somebody else taking care of the shipping would be the printing and shipping maybe would be the ease.
I mean, somebody else is doing the printing already.
Oh, somebody's already doing the ship printing? Oh, okay.
Well, we're planning on getting someone to do the
printing. Okay, then yeah. Maybe just get somebody else to do the shipping.
Shipping, but the shipping is just put a stamp on it and give it to the post office.
You also need to put the address on it. So we need to get like stickers to print.
Yeah.
We still have the details.
Okay. Yeah, we're still working out the details. That's why issue zero is digital only, and issue number one will.
I would say personally, I would get the first issue because there probably won't be a second.
Oh my god!
There's too much hedging and pessimism. This is why nothing gets done in Bitcoin. It's going to happen weekly, or it's not going to happen at all.
There you go.
So
get the first one.
I believe it'll happen. I believe it'll happen weekly because that's what. We should want, but and we might have to make concessions or adjust our expectations.
Bi-weekly.
No, I won't.
Anyway, what's the next one?
She's like, change them. All right, cool.
Thanks for letting me talk about it.
Just drop it in here. Let us know who's right and wrong. Yeah, I think it makes more sense somebody just like printing it and shipping it, but it sounds like Jana has a shipping. And you have the design.
I don't have the design. It's Jana.
Well, I mean, she has the design. She can make it all. It's just the other thing.
Yeah. My goal is Jana does the digital part, and then she arranges for the printing and the
shipping.
And I think that should be.
But I also have a print shop, so it's like there's synergies there that can exist.
Yeah. Maybe they take care of the shipping too.
It's just very manual. It is very manual for me.
Yeah. Maybe we get EK. EK, can you take care of the shipping?
Yeah, if I did the printing. Yeah.
That's why we shouldn't have you print.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, tell me what he needs to do and he'll do it. EK.
Okay.
That's just, EK is an optimist. You guys, I've worked with EK for a long time.
I know. EK's like, I'll ship these. There you go.
Saying that shipping isn't the problem, but we're still talking about shipping?
Cars like inventing the shipping problem.
I don't know.
Yeah, thank you.
Maybe there's no problem. We'll see the next issue next week.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to create it either way.
Okay.
I'll just put it on GitHub again.
Cool.
If nothing else, is what I'm saying.
I mean, this would be the only zine that I know that exists for Stacker News. Which is cool.
And listen, we printed it here at Pleb Lab today. I printed it. Cool. You can print it at home if you want to.
Let's jump into the top five stories of the week. Actually, before we do that, you've never seen this crazy show before. You should hit that subscribe button. We're on YouTube and we're on
Tucker Carlson News Network.
We're on a lot of Look
at that old picture of Carr.
Look at that. 336 people. People keep subscribing and they unsubscribe. So we need you to hit that subscribe button. Then
they're unsubscribing?
They're subscribing, they're unsubscribing. Also go here. We're on Fountain. jump in here, zap us. We're also on Spotify. Go here and follow us. Hit that follow button. And then we're also on Apple. Go here. I never looked at our reviews. Do we have reviews?
How about Jamie?
Oh, yeah. We're also on Jamie, too. Pull it up, Jamie. Yeah, we're here, too. Oh, yeah. Look, we have 1 5-star review. That's probably my sister. There you go.
Shout out.
Thank you, Katie. Happy birthday.
There you go. So follow us. Hit subscribe. Leave a comment. Leave a review. Hopefully it's good. All right. With that, let's jump into number 5 top story. Number 5th top story is book is bullshit. Jobs, David Graeber. This is from Books and Articles Territory from OT. 7 comments, 2,149 sats. Keon, what's this?
This is a review. OT reviewed David Graeber's book. If people haven't read this book, I think it's one of the later books that David Graeber did. A lot of Bitcoiners are familiar with Debt by David Graeber. He's an economic anthropologist and subscribes to the debt theory of money. And so he wrote about that in Debt. But in this book, he writes about, like, you know, kind of the end of work, and that people are sort of, for the majority of their workday, pretending to work rather than actually working. And, you know, why we're maybe culturally having issues just accepting that and things like that. I haven't read the book, but OT did. It says he feels like Graeber kind of gets off the rails at the end by assuming that UBI can fix the problem with there not really being much work to do anymore because it's all either automated or offshored or whatever. Anyway, I thought it was, I haven't read this book yet, but I'd probably enjoy it. It sounds like a book I'd enjoy. And I think we're all kind of familiar. I've had friends that have had software engineering jobs that pay very well, that work like 3 hours, like 3 days a week.
Oh, they have like multiple jobs, right?
No, they don't have multiple jobs, but this person would work roughly nine hours a week and make a full software engineer salary. This is before AI would do most of your work for you. Just because like no one, there wasn't a whole lot for him to do. And he made, you know, a really nice wage doing it. He's basically retired now. Yeah. So I suspect that is very common. What say you, Carr? Look, you're not even doing this job right now.
No, I was looking because, like, it's showing the show's not live streaming on Twitter. It's, like, got pulled or something.
Oh, it's probably because we mentioned Zane.
Oh, you think so?
It's a racial slur.
I did read this post, though. I enjoyed the discussion on this post.
It's kind of weird that it's not showing.
Yeah, I didn't get too far into the discussion.
I just, man, what was it I resonated with?
There, that's weird. See, it's showing on this other one. Maybe it's just not showing.
Oh, maybe I was talking about, well, I did read this post, but there was another post too that was pretty good.
Yeah, one of the anecdotes here that OT mentions is that he was working on replacing glue in iPhones and would listen to podcasts. And then at some point his boss is like, you can't listen to podcasts anymore because other employees can't listen to podcasts while they're doing their work. So,
and that's there it goes. Such it's corporate bullshit.
Yeah, that's like an example of them forcing the work, like pretending to work more than they are. Just the, you know,
just make your life less enjoyable because.
Yeah, his ears aren't his. His ears have to be working too. Yeah, his ears have to be working even though they're not necessary for his work. So.
I think this is true. I think you're exactly right. I think most people don't work. I think maybe people work like maybe 1-2 hours a day. I know for me personally, it definitely takes not as long as it used to. But I just thought I was just getting better at my job, but maybe I'm getting
lazier.
Yeah, maybe. So I think you're right. I think there is something about this, Keon. I think maybe the world is kind of contracting as far as like jobs that are needed and jobs that are not needed anymore.
Well, that's the premise of this book. I don't know if I would say that, but I didn't write this book. But it seems possible.
We were talking about it earlier with the shipping and the creation of the zine and then the printing. Now Jen is doing all three jobs. There you go.
But she's not, though.
No, the thing about...
Oh, maybe AI is helping her? Maybe
the
AI's
thing that applies from that discussion to this is that, like, I am patient for the job that actually fulfills me to come about organically if I just, like, trust that I'm going towards it day to day. And you don't get that when you, like, sign up for somebody else's, like, corporate job. Mm. You, like, cancel out that, like, possibility.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Even though it's unstable.
It's like that Brian Eno. Right? We were talking about Brian Eno before the show, but it's kind of like his quote that's like, don't go build somebody else's dreams or something like that.
Right. Something like that.
Yeah. Hmm. What do you think?
It's just like there's so much corporate bullshit that's like, just drop out and do your own thing.
I'm just still worried the zine isn't going to get done every week. That's what I'm
worried about. I don't think there's anything about what we've said that should make you worry that that's not going to happen.
Well, we started talking about monthly zines and then bi-weekly zines. Next is going to be like year. Cars, why don't we do a yearly zine?
Car starts talking about monthly.
You've got no reason to worry.
Top comment was from YZ. He said, I just saw Elon Musk proclaim that in 10 years we won't need jobs and it won't be a problem to have what we need with the caveat. I just came back from my bullshit job and, well, after not working over the last year or more, a bullshit job is better than not having one.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. I think this was shared in the context of all the federal employees losing their jobs, too, and that they might be looking for new bullshit jobs or maybe non-bullshit jobs. And if we are, it seems like we are in a maybe admitted recession now.
Yeah.
As at least I don't think it's been explicitly stated, but I believe it's going to be soon. Then that would mean that, maybe jobs can't be bullshit for a bit. We need to actually start producing.
Yeah. Anyways, if you're out there, you should go out and get two or three jobs.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it.
Why not?
Get like four jobs. Get like four jobs.
Get one of those mouse jigglers.
I've definitely got four jobs right now, I think. Yeah.
Really?
Jobs. Yeah.
You have the print shop. You have a zine. You have...
My job at the garden.
Jobby job.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Denim's garden.
And another one.
What's your other one?
It's for this guy that sits over here.
Oh, yeah. Cascader.
What do you braid his hair? What do you do?
Not quite.
No, she's doing design work.
Yeah, I'm doing design work.
Yeah. Does he have chest hair? I haven't seen his chest yet. Is it nice? Really? That's what that is? I thought he had glorious pecs. That's a mound of hair.
All right.
Let's keep it
peachy. The next top story is this time different. This is from KR, SSN, Territory, 43 comments, 222 cents. Keon, what's this?
So KR, is making his own kind of cyclical, historical foreboding here. Said society has been shaped by religious identities for millennia, and you could argue that was maybe the biggest unit of organization for a long time. Then you have national identities for centuries, political identities for decades. So he has kind of two corresponding patterns happening at the same time. You have identities changing and then the time period in which they're lasting, shortening. And he said the first two shifts were messy, violent, and led to spikes in global migration. Why might this time be different? And so I don't know. I thought he was implying that there is a new shift happening, but what is the idea? And so I was curious about what the identity shift might be. But he's at least implying whatever happens next might be, might not be decades, might be years. And so it's just a fun thought experiment. Like if you buy the premise, if you buy the trajectory, what comes next? And so some of us discuss it. He said he doesn't actually think there's much of it might be a shift. Maybe it's just more we're still in the political identity time, is what I asked him.
Yeah, I have a crazy take if you want to hear it.
Would love to.
Let's go.
Actually, there was a time where I believed in all the history and all that kind of stuff, and I don't know if I believe in that stuff anymore.
History, or
you don't believe in history?
Well, not that I don't believe in history. I just don't believe that that it was exactly like they say in the history books. If that makes any sense.
Well, of course, it's not exactly. Yeah. I mean, they can't. You can't. So
that's not that crazy. Yeah, I feel like most people have also arrived there.
Okay, great. That's good.
But you believe it's like not. It's like completely. It's like far off base. Not just.
I think it's probably like 50-50.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like with,
just because I've been around like a long time now on Earth, and I've seen how history has changed in my lifetime, and how some people will say one thing and then in reality what really transpired was completely the opposite of it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't matter. It's like it's in the history books now as what they just said.
What do you think about reality? Like, do you think reality is different for every person?
Wait, I don't understand the question. Yeah, obviously, yeah. But I think based off this, is this time different? Does it matter?
Yeah, does time even exist?
Yeah.
That's kind of where
did
I'm
time
at.
Happen?
I hate to be that guy, but...
Yeah, I hear that.
Does it really matter, though?
Right.
Oh, of course it matters.
Why? Why? Can you give me a reason why it matters?
Oh, because it's useful to be able to predict what'll happen. That's why. And it's useful to know what happened so that you can predict better what does
like
happen.
For our lifetime or for others' lifetime?
For our lifetime. Like if we can identify like a moment we're in culturally or something, it'll help us kind of make decisions
about
our lives.
So it's just more like pattern recognition, recognizing. We're trying to figure out patterns.
We're trying to just offset all that work to the computers so that we can all live like Carr wants to live, which I agree with, which is that it doesn't really matter. We're just a rock in the outer space of it all.
Yeah, the computers have the history.
Exactly. The blockchain.
Blockchain is the history.
The blockchain.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I definitely know I'm wrong on this position, so I'm not trying to say that.
I definitely think history matters. I think history exists.
I don't think it's important, but I don't think it's just as important as we make it seem to be.
I'm with both of you on this.
I think it's important for like to read and to know, understand and to like, you know, to learn from. But I don't know if it's actually important.
But the Bible is a history.
Yeah, and I think it's important. But okay. I don't think it's in like a, how do you say, like a...
Like you're effed if you don't...
No, I wouldn't say
like
that.
Like Carr's not putting the Bible in front of people's faces and be like, if you don't believe exactly this happened, then you need to get right.
This is where I think what he's trying to say here, and I think what Jana was trying to say, or maybe she did say, is like I think everybody's just going to have their own truth. And I think everybody's just going to see things differently.
So you don't agree with the premise?
I just don't agree that there's one person that decides what had happened. I think we can come to consensus, but I think if you ask multiple people, I don't think...
Yeah.
I think there's so many different views now because I think history is just... Not history. I think time has allowed us to... There's just more people... Like in the 2000s, right? The early 2000s, there wasn't really like social media and there wasn't... Not everybody can chime in. But for the first time in history, we're at a place now where everybody literally in the world can chime in into what's really going on. And I think history is going to be a far different. It's just going to look entirely different than it's looked like in years past because everybody can chime in on how it looked differently. Does that make sense? Like it looks differently from every perspective.
You're sort of like the revolution of the internet like changes the way that like history gets recorded. That has happened. Like, I mean, that happened with like the printing press, but this is like another iteration.
Yeah.
And it makes things go very chaotic.
Yeah. And I would say
he's just describing the chaos in different ways.
Yeah. Does that make sense? I feel like that's
Sort of. Yeah. I mean, I think it makes sense, but you're at first it sounded like you were saying you don't want to subscribe to the premise, but that, I mean, that's the point of a thought experiment, but then it sounds like you actually have your own theory as to kind of what's next.
I think we were talking and then I came to the end.
Yeah. Exactly. You kind of stream of consciousness. You
hey, this went is what I do.
Down
man.
The stream, hey, yeah. You arrived at a shore.
I don't read
shore.
This stuff beforehand.
That's what conversation is for.
But that's kind of so. That's what a lot of us are discussing in the comment thread. Is
yeah.
That
what do they say?
There aren't political. There aren't really political identities. There are individual identities is now the thing where everyone is like their own kind of.
Yeah.
They don't have an affiliation anymore. They're affiliated with themselves.
Yeah. So I'll make
at least
sure
I think
that
of it that way, but they're probably mostly affiliated with an influencer and kind of proxy them their idea of themselves through the influencer. And so that's kind of at least a discussion I had with Undisciplined and Kepford in here.
It's like they're all taking the position of like one person speaking for them, is what you're saying.
They're like a religion of one. They're themselves. They're like a self. They have like a self religion, and they. But really, it's sort of unexamined. So most likely, what they're doing is they're actually just listening to an influencer that they feel like represents them, and their religion is actually the influencer.
I think there's just a lot of people who think like that, and it's easier for people not to have to go and dive in into this research, right?
Right. Which research?
Just like understanding what's going on in the world. Like I don't have time to go and look into that. So it's probably easier for me to listen to Joe Rogan, right?
Yeah, we all use proxies like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah.
Do those proxies become our like religion though? That feels like a stretch to me.
Yeah, that feels kind of weird.
I don't, in absence of other religion or other affiliation.
That's dangerous.
I mean, I think it's pretty strong. Probably most people, more people spend time listening to what Joe Rogan's thoughts are and things, or their influencer choices, thoughts or anything, than probably even the people in immediate proximity to them.
Wow.
And if they're not really producing much content themselves, they're not even influencing themselves really too much. Right?
And that hurts.
I mean, that's maybe the pessimistic view, but I can understand it for sure. Yeah. Like I would give people more of like, I don't know, just thinking of myself, like, yeah, there are influencers I would point to that say they have shaped my thoughts, but I then also try to hopefully like have a balance of like religion in my life or like where I'm being thoughtful and considering.
Yeah. People can definitely have other affiliations. I think evidence would suggest they don't for the most part. They have political affiliations now.
Is your evidence basically like Twitter feed?
Surveys that have been done. Okay. A couple of days ago, we were looking at church stats on Stacker News.
Yeah. Church what? Yeah. Status?
Stats. Like people like that attendance? Are attending. Yeah.
Oh, what was it?
It was 10%. It's been on the rise recently, but it was declining up until the pandemic, and then I think my read is like I sensed it kind of went up, but I don't think the data has really panned out yet.
I think I've seen just more and more people at church.
Yeah.
But there's, and it's very like, it just depends on what time of the season it is.
Well, let's see.
At this one over here at St. Mary's, it feels like there is on Saturdays and Sundays. But then if you go to like to my parish, it feels like maybe there's slightly more families, slightly more. It just kind of depends. I feel it's more seasonal, like if we're during like Lent or something, you know, or like
big holidays.
Yeah, big holidays. It's good. This is a good discussion.
This one question took us many places.
Yeah,
very short question.
This is what the stackers tune in
Long
for.
Answers.
This is what they tune in for.
Do they?
It's this pseudo journalism that we do here, that they love.
This is definitely not journalism.
The stackers have said that. They've said this is like there's like Carr and Keon and everybody
this
there.
It's like an incoherent like group meditation. That's what it is.
You're so pessimistic.
I think it just kind of shows how we all disagree. There you go.
Yeah, even people who are working disagree.
I think even it just shows you like how we all disagree. I think that's a good thing. Shows you that we're all not sheep.
We like disagree, but we can come together.
Yeah.
On simple.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Stuff.
I feel that.
Otherwise.
Cool. The next number three top story is what you should do. This is from Coob, mostly harmless territory, March 20th, 10 comments, 2,227 sats. What you should do. What is this? Keon.
Coob's in the top.
Yeah, so this is an essay from David Brock, who I believe works at Block, David Brock, who works at Block.
I'm checking to see if he's missing a finger. Like, did this sculptor really just miss out on a finger?
He ate his finger.
What happened to his mouth?
Well, I'm trying to see here. I'm like, does he miss? Like, this
I think
is
his mouth is just
like,
open,
how do you right? not, like, how do you not plan for that fifth finger? But it sounds like he got it there.
Yeah, it's somewhere there.
Just double check here.
Yeah, he's got one nipple there. Okay,
so he, I mean, I see you guys don't care about this stuff, but this stuff grinds my gears, though.
Well, what if this is, like, really
if he
old?
If he was missing a finger, I'd be like,
erosion happens.
I'd be like, what the F, dude? Like,
it's not the artist's fault. It's the climate.
Yeah, I guess.
So he has, like, scratching his beard. What are you
That's
going
a great
for there?
Picture.
Look at that chair. Look That's how he even photo. Got the sideways thing of it. Look at that.
I know. The scale.
Dang, dude, that's amazing.
It's beautiful.
Car, we should go to a museum sometime.
We should.
Field trip.
Field trip. Okay, go for it.
Yeah, so David Brock wrote this. I guess he gets asked a lot, what should we do now?
David Brock.
Where David Brock. Yeah, he works at Block, I believe. I think he was working on the TBD thing.
Oh, Mike Brock, you mean.
Mike Brock. Yeah. Yeah.
He looks different than I remember him.
I've never met him before, so he looks the same.
I feel like he had a cap. He used to wear a cap, right?
Probably. Maybe he just didn't that day.
Maybe he just didn't wear a cap anymore.
He's written a lot about Trump and kind of libertarian extremism, so I think this might be in the context of that, but I think you can take it independently and not take it that way. But he gets asked by a lot of people, what should we do? Like, how do we complete the journey of our moral obligations, basically. Like, how do we do what we need to do or think is right? And he answers that question in this essay. And
wait, so what is he against, or what is he?
I don't think it matters too much. I just mentioned it for a little bit of context because it might not be obvious, but maybe I shouldn't have because I think it's
actually
interesting.
Yeah, what's he asking? What's the question?
People ask him, what should they do
about what
about in general, coin? Like what. Look, you can take it that way. You can take it any way you want. What should you, if you believe Bitcoin is like a moral good, what should you do to further Bitcoin? And this is you could take it that way. That's kind of what he's, maybe that's the question that he's answering. But he's in general, it's just like, what should you do? It's the title. And he says you shouldn't, asking the question is wrong, basically, and that you should just be, you should instead just be that, like, because you're overthinking it. If you're asking the question, you should mostly be acting, acting in line with your conscience, and accepting the fact that there is no, that the biggest thing that you can possibly risk is your conscience. So you should act with your conscience, and then you're not risking that, because most of us are in a privileged position where we aren't, say if we take a job that pays doesn't pay very well, or is more mission driven, it's not much of a risk because we probably still have some social support that would allow us to take care of ourselves, and it's probably enough pay actually in reality, and you're still getting to pursue your conscience, things like that. That's kind of those are the things that are in there. I'm mostly, because I think about this a lot, and I have a lot of friends who ask themselves, or I've had a lot of friends who I've had like fireside conversations with, where they're like, they're not confused about what they should do with their lives. And I think they're just overthinking it. And I think they, oftentimes what'll happen is they'll be like, I feel like I should do this, but then they'll like unthink themselves out of doing it. Yeah. And so I think that's the biggest problem, is that they think they can rationalize to who they are. Like, they can rationalize about who they are.
Or
they can,
like, you have a feeling about what you should do, but your current understanding of yourself doesn't fit with it. So then you have to reason yourself back to who you think you are.
Yeah, it's who they think they should be, I think, mm-hmm. is inconsistent with who they feel like they want to be. Mm-hmm. And I think instead they should just do
that's
what they
feel like. That's where self-sabotage like comes in.
That's what it seems like to me, and I don't know. I would imagine it's a view of themselves that's imposed from the outside.
Right.
And then so they kind of fight their own feelings right. about themselves. And I don't really know, but they're thinking that they're like optimizing this problem to a conclusion where they, they're sacrificing. They're going to sacrifice nothing and get everything. That's what they're trying to do.
In the top comment from Kepford, he says, I guess he quoted you, or maybe did he quote you, or did he quote?
That was me.
Oh, he quoted you saying moderns have so much choice and freedom, they paralyze themselves, maximizing and minimizing across some large number of n dimensions. And then he says, we have so much time as well. I'm pretty convinced we are suffering from our own success as a society. The sad reality is we don't get how good we have it. We don't realize how much agency we actually have, and we squander our opportunities. I include myself in all that. Most of all, we overestimate how much our opinions matter, and understand how much our actions matter.
Yeah, that's pretty true.
Well said. Undisciplined said, we'd be better much off if somehow kids grew up with this message drilled into them. I'm so bad about this kind of paralysis. Even just playing video games, I get upset with myself if I fail to optimize something, and it ends up sucking the joy out of the experience.
Yeah.
You're so squinty today. Did you forget your glasses?
Yeah, I can't find them. I don't know where I placed them.
Oh,
bummer. There's somewhere around here. Cool. The number two top story is JFK assassination records, 2025 documents release. This is from Choke One, March 18th, News Territory, 27 comments, 2,156 sats. Keon, what do they find?
Whoa. Oh, I don't know what they found, but apparently they had been sitting on these documents for like 70 years. Is it 70? No, it would be 60 years. And they finally released them.
Around the room. Around the room. Who do you think did it? John, who do you think killed JFK?
CIA. CIA.
John says CIA.
Club Poet. Who do you?
CIA for two.
Wow. Keon.
I don't believe it was the actual CIA. I believe it was someone who was.
Okay, but orchestrated by the CIA.
Rogue within the CIA. Maybe not even within. Maybe they were fired because the JFK fired the previous CIA director before he was killed.
Who do you think it was?
I think it was that guy. I think his name was like Ratcliffe or something.
Who do you think it was?
Is that the right name?
Who killed JFK?
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard it was a combination of the CIA and the Aussies.
Wow.
Australia?
Australia's to blame for this.
Ozzy Osbourne?
Ted?
Sorry.
Ted the Fed thinks it's just a crazy person.
Whoa. That's messed up. Wow.
Ted's like, the government is good.
Well, according to this
government never does.
According to this document, the day of the assassination, Gary Underhill left Washington in a hurry. So apparently it was Gary, this guy named Gary Underhill. Yeah, it looks like it was this guy named Gary Underhill.
That says Garrett.
Garrett, I'm sorry.
Well, these are, you know, people are digging these things up in the but nothing says explicitly.
He's been an intelligence agent during World War II. So whoever this guy was, he was from Chicago, apparently.
You want to know what Grok said?
What did Grok say?
Oh, I didn't realize Austin was there.
While the official stance remains that Oswald acted alone, the newly released JFK files from March 2025 raise significant questions and alternative theories involving Cuban exiles, Castro, the CIA, and organized crime. There's no mention of the Aussies here, but I saw that as well. So, like, I don't know. Yeah, like, everyone's involved, like, Hollywood, Disney Channel. Like, I don't know.
It was Epstein. Epstein did it. Epstein killed JFK.
Yeah, there you go. Whoever Jay Garrett.
Anyway, they're released and...
I want to mention here
it was Jackie.
I want to mention here a book of fiction from a guy named Don DeLillo, and it's called Libra. Libra is a 1988 novel by Don DeLillo that describes the life of Lee Harvey Oswald and his participation in a fictional CIA conspiracy to assassinate President JFK. So I'm just saying, some people knew.
They knew?
Yeah.
You think that was actually not a fiction novel?
Perhaps.
Wow.
Did you see that other thing that happened the other day? It was on Stacker News, but there was some guy that ran into the CIA. He like was trying to. Did you see that?
A guy ran into CIA?
Yeah, he was like trying to break into the CIA.
You probably want to go recent.
Yeah, this one right here. So this guy. He was trying to like.
Oh, you mean he did run into it like with his car?
Yeah, he was trying to like break into it.
Oh, damn.
This week.
I didn't follow this, but I saw the.
Yeah, it was around 11. Yeah. It's like basically, you ever see that movie American Ultra?
No. Oh, you he posted
looks,
this.
He looks exactly like that guy. Like he looks exactly like movie. American Ultra. Let me see if I can.
Wow, look at this beakers. I love to watch people pour things into beakers.
There he goes, right here. Look.
I feel like a scientist wouldn't be that.
Look.
School kind of made you expect like science was a bunch of beakers, and it's just not that.
It is though. If you're a chemist.
Look well, at if that. You work in the lab.
Can you imagine that? Yeah, look.
But a lot you're of just chemists
going to,
do.
You're just going to work normally to the CIA, and there's some guy with long hair trying to blow it up, you know? Can't even do your job.
Bomb?
That is your job, though, is to prevent that from happening, right?
Yeah, but you're just like, you know, let me just chill. Let me just, like, I don't do anything all day.
It's not
I
like
just,
he's, like, programming normally, and all of a sudden a guy decides to blow him up.
Isn't that crazy, though?
That is crazy.
But it happened the same week as this.
Oh, it did happen the same week as this. And you know what else happened? That helicopter that kamikazed itself.
Yeah.
Same week as Trump got inaugurated.
Just saying, there's...
Very suspicious.
Some loose ends.
There's some loose ends, and we don't have enough time to look at them closely enough.
Apparently the Stackers thinks it was this guy.
Because we're just plebs trying to survive. Underhill.
I don't know who shared that. And it's just one... It's a screenshot of a file.
Carter?
I don't know.
That's what Carter said. There's a lot of feds on Stacker News, right?
There's probably at least one, I would guess.
There you go.
It's got to be. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think anyone's, like, gone through all the documents.
They also put it on GitHub if you want to go check it out. It's on GitHub now, so you can it looks like our...
Amasad, the Replit CEO.
Yeah, it looks like he put it on there now, so it's in text format. Oh, my God, it's so fun. So you can go search for it. Plug it into your...
All right.
Agent, your favorite agent. All right, cool. We're going to jump into the number one top story of the week. The number one top story is first RoboSats dispute. Dang. That one's got to hurt. Ziggy 47, 23 comments, 2,687 sats. Keon.
Yeah, so I think this we've had quite a few stories about these peer-to-peer exchange disputes. I think the last one was done by Joaquin Book. What happens most often is their peer is like unresponsive or is like kind of a noob. And that appears to be what happened to Ziggy here, is that they went through a transaction on RoboSats. I think they ended up sending money, and I think they were buying. Said I was the buyer and made the offer. I don't know what he was bought in actually, but I think he describes sending Bitcoin, and then it's held in escrow, and then through several parts of the process, like a multi-step process, doing these peer-to-peer things in escrow, the seller went offline, and Ziggy initiated the dispute resolution and only got to the stage where it was automated and didn't actually escalate to a human. But he said he said after he submitted his dispute, the trade settled. So. He thinks his peer was just like unresponsive and just didn't care, but Ziggy was like upset, and Ziggy was kind of upset because he expected to go through faster. But that's kind of, you know, his lesson was that this is what happens when you're not, you know, the your order book is the other side of the order book is a human who has to make manual action rather than an automated system on a centralized exchange. So.
There you go. Darth Quinn had the number one comment. Said, super cool report. Thanks. All right. I think that's all of it. Anybody have any comments on that? Probably not.
Comments on RoboSats?
Yep.
I've never used RoboSats, and I don't know why I would.
Because you want to fight the man. Mm. You want to fight the centralized exchange man.
Mm. No, I love Cash App.
I know. You're a big Jack fan.
I'm a big Jack fan. I'll say it.
Nothing to see here.
No KYC. You know, maybe you want to buy a scrunchie on the dark net. You don't want the Bitcoin associated with your...
You think I'm a person that wears scrunchies, bro?
Doesn't everyone wear a scrunchie?
You would be right.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So you're going to buy an illicit scrunchie on the dark net.
laced with fentanyl.
Cool.
Well, that's like the worst case scenario, isn't it?
That's all the top stories this week. We're going to jump into Keon's favorite stories.
Is it my favorite story? This is yours.
Oh, let's jump into mine. So March Madness has started, which is where all the college teams go and play against each other. On Stacker Sports, there's a plethora of cool games you can play. But one of them is the March Madness Points Challenge. I think the final pot was like 19K sats, I think. But basically, did you join, Keon?
No.
You never play these, right?
Not usually. I played the Super Bowl one.
It's fun. So I think it was Grey Ruby. No, it was Stacker Sports, I guess the whole territory. Grey Ruby and Undisciplined run Stacker Sports. Mm-hmm. But, they put together the prize pool. We picked our teams. And now, basically, I have North Carolina. So if North Carolina wins, I get 12 points. And then it kind of goes from there.
Do you have an overall pick?
No. So the way they're doing it is every round, you just pick another team. And if you're right, you get those points. If you're wrong,
okay,
you don't. So you're probably better off picking like a higher seed.
Oh, they spelled Oklahoma wrong. How are they going to do me like that? That's so sad.
Oh, yeah. I see that. They dropped an N instead of M.
Where's Oklahoma?
Right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey. Oklahoma.
It's a lot of – it's crazy because it's a lot of coordinating they're doing on their side. So.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of fun, though. I'm looking forward to them dropping the next post tonight.
Yeah, that's
after
fun.
All the games are finished. But if you listen to Stacker Sports Pod, this is a good accompaniment to it.
I listened to that Stacker Sports Pod that you went on.
Oh, you did? Interesting.
Yeah, it was fun.
I listen to it every week. That's how I keep up with sports, but –
yeah.
Sometimes I don't get to finish it all, but I'm looking forward to this one, seeing how this shakes out. Keon, what do you think about the whole Stacker Sports taking over Stacker News?
I think it's awesome that there's Stacker Sports. I don't even, I'm not big. I can't let myself be big on sports, but I think it's great.
Did you say like the number two thing that Reddit came after Reddit was the sports? Did you say something like that?
No, I think it was... I think it might have been science.
Oh, that came after.
And then, or maybe programming. Then they did science. Then they did NSFW. Then maybe they did sports. I know it was one of the early ones because it has a tendency to people get very excited. The things that people get very excited
about. I think
it
makes sense for stuff like this. Like it's a lot of fun because they have the pod too.
Yeah.
And if you had to pick a favorite sport, what would you say?
Probably football, right?
A favorite sport to as a watcher,
as an
observer.
No, just like, yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh,
it is. As an observer, football because it has like a strategy component and it's very physical at the same time, like a coordination problem embedded in the game. And then and they're defending against a coordinator.
So, cool.
Yeah, and then they hit each other. How about
cool you? Cool nerd answer about football.
Yeah, it's fun that way.
I was going to say curling, so.
That can't be a real answer, though. You're just doing that thing where.
Oh, yeah, so this
you're
was
not
the.
Even
so
cool. this you're like is, too cool for your own question.
This is the. So this is the okay. March Madness Points Challenge one. So this is the one that they sent over once we all agreed, once we all zapped over some sats. And like, look at that. Look how well coordinated it is. Look
yeah. at this.
Maybe from something for your zine, Club Poet. Drop whoever
we do
wins.
Like a crossword.
Well, it's not really fun to look at, but like,
trust me,
I think Stacker Sports definitely has a place.
This is like nerding out. This is cool. This is like nerding out, and then we all just jump in.
I think Jason B does crosswords. Maybe we do a crossword, but yeah, maybe we can do a sports betting section.
Crossword's fun. Sports betting section.
Yeah, and then somebody drops some. I found a super secret. Kind of like betting book thing, so I've been using that.
Oh,
God. I'm not gonna disclose where it's at.
Okay.
Yeah.
Offshore.
You're not gonna see too many women in the Stacker Sports territory.
Probably not, but who cares?
Oh, that sucks.
It's just bragging rights, really. Like I don't. It's like 18,000 sats, but it's bragging rights.
There's probably at least one lady in there.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I believe that.
Yeah. Look at all these people. Okay, cool. The next one is Keon's top post.
Not my top boss, but you picked it. These are meta. We're just going to go with some meta.
The math behind Stacker News Web of Trust. Did you see this, EK?
It's pretty crazy. Yeah, you saw it.
Oh, yes. He said, oh, yes, I did see it.
What did you think? Did you have thoughts on this?
Did you have thoughts on it?
Did EK have thoughts on it?
Oh, yes, he did have thoughts on it.
My thoughts are that Kian literally explained to me the same stuff an hour before. And so kind of like a big coincidence that he then, like, that is like verified that, you know what I mean?
Verified your understanding. Yes. Validated your understanding.
Yeah, kind of impressive that he like basically came to the same equations Kian drew on the whiteboard an hour earlier. So I could like read it again.
So it sounds like he did find it interesting. What does all this mean? What does this mean right here? Can you explain this?
Can I explain that? You can kind of imagine, oh goodness.
There's alpha in there.
So this is vaguely similar to the PageRank algorithm that Google uses. And the best analogy for that is you're on a web page and it has a bunch of links on it. And Google is basically saying, what's the probability you click on one of those links? And then when you land at the next page, it has a bunch of links on it. And then it's like, what's the probability you click on one of those links? And you just keep randomly walking the entire internet like that.
That's why they use web crawler.
Yeah, well, sort of. Well, they need to find out where all these links are. And then they assign it, and then so they have you walk over the internet like that several times, or many steps through many web pages, and then they assign if you have a link that you're more likely, after having gone randomly across the internet, you have a link that you're more likely to encounter as you go randomly across the internet. That is the link that will show up higher in search results. So you're just, they call it a random surfer. So you're randomly surfing the internet. If you're clicking without thinking, really, what web pages are you likely to land on? And those are the ones that they assume are less spammy because they have more links to them from other places on the internet. Because spam is really not going to have, like, people aren't going to be linking to spam. People are going to link to good stuff. And so that's the basic idea. And so that's what that math there is saying, is we basically do something similar where you kind of randomly walk across stackers, basically. Like what's the probability I'm going to like something that Gray Ruby's apt? What's the probability I'm going to like something that Simple Stacker's apt? That's kind of what this process is revealing.
It's interesting because, like, for me, I'm always very much like, man, I wish like artists and designers and musicians had an algo for themselves, if that makes any sense. Because this is something that's verifiable. And when I think to like artists, I think like the only thing they have verifiable is just like how many hits they've had, or like what is the output and like how popular it is.
You mean like you talk to me a lot about how the podcast numbers are game. Do you mean stuff like that, or you can't rely on that?
No, I just mean like in art. I just mean like art, like when a good art is produced, and like how do you verify that that's good art, right? And the only way to really verify it is just how much it's revered. And for like people that are developers and stuff like this, it's like you can make like a perfect algorithm or a perfect like web of trust, and it doesn't necessarily need to be revered. It's just like, oh no, the math is there to prove that it is working. Am I making sense? Probably not.
Not a whole bunch, but I think there's some interesting ideas there, as usual, that we could talk about more. But you go, Simple Stacker goes through and kind of explains the basics of it, and how it works and how we do it, which is pretty cool. No one had actually reviewed this code before.
Really?
Yeah.
No, the entire time?
The entire time I was the only one. I wrote the code probably I think three years ago, and it's had several revisions, obviously, but you know, no, it's a very heady thing to consider. Yeah,
you did it. If I remember, you did a workshop at Plub Lab like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, I did it on V1.
Yeah.
And then I did another presentation at TabConf on V2. Yeah. Oh. But this is like V3, I would say.
Oh, this is V3.
Yeah, this is like the latest version of it. And I, yeah.
Yeah.
People.
So who brought it to your attention? Or was it just Simple Stacker that wanted to figure it out, I guess?
Yeah, Simple Stacker is a professor of economy.
Oh.
And so they're very good at math, but at probably much better than I'll ever be at math, and they were curious, I think.
Oh,
and I asked them to review it or to give me feedback on it, because I'm not very good at these things, and he did. He gave quite a bit of feedback. He found like a flaw in it that was pretty easy to fix, and he's now thinking about how to better model. I think he calls it a behavioral model, better model the result, like what I'm directionally trying to get at. He thinks we might be able to come up with something better.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah. Open source, dude.
Yeah. You always talk about that thing.
Yeah.
Turns out that's right.
It has its advantages.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Cool. Do you think they'll apply this in other places?
Do I think what?
Do you think people could apply this in other places?
Yeah, it's, as I said, it's already applied in a web search. I think there are people applying it on Noster. I know Fran's app has Vertex Lab, I think is what he calls it. And they're doing trying to do these kinds of things with DBMs. Broadly, Web of Trust is applied in social media contexts, like friends of friends. It's kind of I don't really think of this as that similar to that, but. It's related, but yeah, I could see this being applied in many different areas.
Cool. EK has one more thing. Go for it.
Yeah, I forgot to mention, this is easily one of the most impressive posts on Stacker News. I think Simple Stacker literally learned how our ranking works in a few days. Well, I'm working on Stacker News since almost 2 years. And I still feel sometimes like, oh, I have to ask Kian.
But you haven't really tried to understand it.
Yeah,
you've mostly just asked me questions. If you spent the time looking at it, I'm not saying that you would maybe grok it as fast as Simple Stacker, but you would. I suspect you'd grok it in a few days.
Yeah, like the session we had an hour before was like very helpful.
Yeah.
So like even more impressive how fast, like he just did it all by himself. So yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Impressive.
Oh yeah, very impressive.
Keep doing. And he also like gave us a lot of feedback. So that's also cool.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, this is not,
very simple. Cool. Well, that was a really meaty segment. Cool, let's jump into the next one. It is Stacker News just a support group for autistic Bitcoiners? Feels like it sometimes. Kian, what do you think?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, if I'm stuck with a yes or no answer, I'd say yes. Seems like primarily we have Bitcoiners. I don't know how autistic they are, but yeah, I mean, you know, they're at least some degree autistic. They have a hint of autism.
You think I'm autistic?
You have like a different kind of autism, you know?
Oh, good.
That's yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I don't think we have much of a word for your kind of autism.
I don't have autism, right? Like, I feel like have autism, no. But I don't.
Yeah. You have like reverse autism.
Okay, that's good. Just wanted to make sure, because I do wonder sometimes, like, do I have, like, I'm like, no. Because autism is not something you can rub off on people.
I don't know, dude.
But I know y'all's autism.
It might be sexually transmitted.
I feel like me and Ted are the only people that don't have autism in this room. What do you think, Ted?
I don't think I have autism, but pretty much my family does.
Yeah. John, do you have autism?
John doesn't have autism.
No, he's like, no. Oh, no, man.
As far as I know, no.
No, everybody has autism here.
I feel like autism is probably just like normal 1,000 years ago. 1,000 years ago, just like people, like, you know, highly productive, intelligent people, like doing shit and making things and getting stuff done. And now it's like autism.
Oh, interesting. Like, wow, that's interesting. See, he's kind of saying the same thing about, like, there being no point of history.
Yeah.
See?
I mean, it's complicated. But there's definitely Asperger's, which is, like, high-functioning autism, which I think is what John is talking about, where it's, like, you know, someone who probably has, like, low EQ but is very high IQ and they're very productive. But then there's, like, the autism where the kids are, like, completely dysfunctional and they, like, never become fully formed adults cognitively. Yeah, I know you. Yeah, I know you.
That's like the stuff they put in the vaccines, though. That's a different thing.
Do you think so?
Yes. Okay. The normal ones and everybody else's ones.
That's right.
Well, that was pretty much.
Maybe at least for Bitcoiners, autism mostly means you're the right type of person.
Term, you know? Like Asperger's is like, oh, I've just got mild Asperger's. That's why I care about the truth.
Well, people won't use Asperger's anymore because it's I don't know. That's just like a retired term medically.
Cool.
Probably to save somebody's feelings.
Let's get into the top stackers. Top stackers. You got Kube, Undisciplined, Gray Ruby, Aardvark, Blockchain Boog, Simple Stacker, Coins Reporter, 0x Bitcoiner, 117.
Yeah. Mostly.
I see.
23.
Oh, are you 22? Post 23.
And I got a horse and a gun today.
Wow, a gun too.
Yep.
I'm surprised.
Thank you.
All new.
The gun is hard. You must have had help.
All right. We're going to go into the top cowboys, the most popular segment of Bitcoin.
I don't know what you mean by that.
This is when everybody switches over streams and.
Maybe. I think I know.
Watches the cowboys.
Never mind.
This is the most popular. People.
Cowboys.
And they're just like, man, I just love this cowboy segment.
Yeah, BTC Sessions says, order.
They're like, Kube looks so sexy in that cowboy hat.
I'm so happy with how the sun and lighting now cooperates
with me in this cowboy hat.
With the Stacker News Live through the window.
Yeah.
Because of daylight savings. I just want to say, because now it's not dark back there. It's all lit up. It looks great. Okay.
They can watch time change.
Top cowboys. I got Keon, Undisciplined. 117 Blockchain Boo, Gray Ruby, still stacking after all these years. Coins Reporter, Public Enemy.
I don't think it's just we've had any movement in the top 10.
Rothbardian Fanatic. I like looking in the lower teens, lower 20s.
You like the underdogs, Carl.
I like the underdogs. EK Roll, Max Webster. We got 0x Bitcoiner, Nunya is making a comeback. A lot of new stackers. Jimmy Song, even Jimmy Song's there, 62. Yeah, Moneyball. Oh, look, we got Moneyball spiding there. Justin Shocknet, OG stacker. Who else we got? We got Oscar.
These are people who are just maintaining a streak.
Pleb Poet. Yeah. Blockchain Book.
Am I on there?
Yeah, you're down at the bottom.
Yeah, I don't keep my cowboy hat.
It's tough.
It's not that hard. I just, like, sometimes there's not stuff worth zapping.
Oh,
dude, what a diss. This is from the editor of the Stacker News Zane.
And that's it. Let's jump into comments because I think we have like two weeks worth of comments that we have.
Oh, yeah. We skipped them last week.
Yeah, I was drunk.
but sober today.
Sober, back to normal. So I think the last one we did was, so we did the one developer privacy one. Then took my first Waymo. PS said 40 hours per. I don't know what that means.
It's just something I see on Noster a lot.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Oh, 40 hours per week. That's right.
That's what he does.
It's a Bitcoin Bugle thing where they listen to 40 hours of Bitcoin podcast per week. Oh, that's the joke.
Okay. And then we got Zap from Blockchain Boog, Zap from Gray Ruby. We got. Sure said, thanks to the builders. That was last week's episode.
Sure.
Undisciplined said, libertarians simply reject the initiation of violence against peaceful people and their property. I think it's common to focus on other tangential topics or act like libertarianism is about something else because critics don't want to admit that they are supporting initiating violence against peaceful people.
Nice.
Except for fraud.
That is interesting because we were talking.
Except for crypto fraud. They like the shitcoins.
Libertarian crypto. And
they
crypto.
Love.
See, that's what I've been saying.
Well, that's not. I guess fraud isn't necessarily violence.
It is according to the NAP.
Okay.
Yeah, according to the non-aggression principle, fraud is a violation of the NAP.
So, what do you think about that?
I think Undisciplined would agree with that. So
that's fair.
I think Undisciplined is not a shitcoiner.
I mean, want to talk about libertarianism and like talk about why most libertarians are shitcoiners.
I don't understand why. I think they're just like tech. A lot of them are not very techy. They understand economic theory, but they don't. I don't really understand why, but man, are they overrepresented in the shitcoin world. It's really remarkable. And a lot of them missed the train. A lot of them were like gold bugs. And we were chilling Bitcoin to them early on, and they were like, I don't get it. You know, some of them came along. But I think also because they're very entrepreneurial and they tend towards our capitalism, they just sort of ended up issuing a lot of tokens, and then they have this sort of a state-resistant mindset, which is a good thing, but like that means that even when the state's kind of like, well, maybe you should stop scamming people, even then they resist it, you know, or fight it. And I think they ended up actually kind of discrediting themselves. A lot of them did as a result. So it's a funny self-regulation issue.
Undisciplined might be the only Bitcoiner I know who's not a shitcoiner into libertarianism.
Oh no! On Stacker News, there's I would say
a lot more.
I would guess probably 80% of Stacker News is probably libertarians.
Right. So we got
not shitcoiners.
We got Blutchy Boog Zap. Got one from user 4011. He or she says if Pleb Dev and Pleb Poet had a baby, they have to deliver the baby at Pleb Lab. That's weird.
Okay, accepted.
Wouldn't that be like pleb? What would we call it though?
I can't do it in my own apartment.
Pleb cradle, pleb.
I just don't know who's going to deliver it though. Like who's?
Oh, I'm fine. I got that.
Oh, okay.
You're going to do it yourself?
Yeah.
I think Ted would be good.
We just need to get a pool. Pool in here, and I'm good.
Ted's like no.
I feel like Ted would be. He'd have a. Good
it would be cool. It would be cool to wrap the baby in a Pleb Lab T-shirt though. That'd be so cool.
That's kind of.
The hat on
him.
Put
him
in the hat.
That would be
cool. Oh, yeah. There
put
you go.
Put him in the hat.
Yeah. That's it's like fine. A bassinet.
I'll do one photo, probably.
All right. And then PS says V
for V, probably.
40 hours per hour.
I wonder who that
40
is.
Hours per
user
week.
User 41401137771.
That's pretty much everything.
Because people aren't supposed to know that we're even married. So I wonder who that is.
Ooh, I don't know.
Is that really supposed to be a secret?
It's not like a secret. It's just like you'd have to do some digging.
I mean, we have a lot of...
You'd have to know us.
We have a lot of stalkers that watch this show.
I think you've both been on the show at the same time, and that's probably when it's been like revealed.
Okay.
There's a lot of stalkers that watch this show.
Well, I just hope there's somebody out there that like doesn't know us and doesn't really know that we're actually married in real life.
People hate watch this show.
And then like ship us, you know, like... They're like, oh, those two people, like, wouldn't that be sweet if they were together? And then we actually are. Like, that's cute.
I'm staying in my lane, Vake. Staying in my lane. As best I can.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. That is cute.
When I met Pleb Poet in real life, like, I was already suspecting, like, just from the names that they might be married. But I was like, that's, like, a very weak argument, but it was still true. That was funny.
But then it was true.
Yes.
Wow. Sometimes your first impression is the truth.
There we go. Cool. Kia, what do you do this weekend?
I actually don't know, as usual. I'll probably work tomorrow and then might do. I thought I had plans on Sunday, but. Maybe I don't. Maybe I don't have plans. How about you, Carr? What are you doing?
That's so interesting.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'll probably be here tomorrow. Got some stuff to get done. But yeah. Pleb, what are you doing?
I'm going to go work my job at the garden. If you guys need to buy some plants, I'll be out there.
Do you get a discount?
I think so.
Can you give it to other people?
I think so. I've seen it happen.
Is it capped? Your discount?
I think it's just like you just get no tax.
Oh, wow.
That's the discount?
I'm pretty sure.
Because they, like, evade taxes for you?
Anyway, that's what I'm going to do. I don't know how to answer that.
Okay, so I'm not getting a discount.
So we're thinking zine next week? There's still going to be a zine
next There's week? A zine next week.
Okay, there we go. So it is once a week then.
Let's go.
All right, go. We're going to end there. Keon.
We'll see. Zap.